Well, greetings, everyone. It's always nice to have a little bit larger crowd around the Holy Day season time, and we can all rejoice together. I brought lots of notes, but I only have a sermonette, so I'll only use one page. That's a joke. You can laugh at that one. Now, we have to be out of the hall, so I'll try to make this short and sweet. This week, as I was preparing for the Passover and the Days of Unleavened Bread, I was getting some phone calls from some friends, long-distance friends, I call them. And we were talking and reminiscing about different things and talking about the Holy Day season and what's coming up and everything and how rejoicing with one another. And as we were talking, the subject came up between us, and I'm going to share that subject with you today because I think it's very important. So as I was preparing, I turned to John 15, if you don't want to turn there. John 15, and we'll look at verse 12 through 15. My Bible has a tendency to pages stick together, so sometimes when I turn to certain scriptures, I have to kind of go back and forth. But John 15, and we'll look at verse 12. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. And what I want to emphasize now is verse 13, because we just kept the Passover last night. I think it's very important that we continue to think about what the Passover and the Days of Unleavened Bread are all about. It says in verse 13, greater love has no man than this, that a man should lay down his life for his friends. And you are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servants know not what his Lord does. But I call you friends, for all things I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Now, we were thinking about that as we were talking, my friends, that we, my long-distance friend, I call him. And one of the things that came up, and I'll give you the title of my sermonette so you can already kind of prepare what I'm going to talk about. I titled it, A Time to Remember. And we were talking about the different things that this time of year we need to remember. I think it's very important that we take time during the Passover, the night to be much observed, which we'll remember, and the Days of Unleavened Bread, to think about and remember the many things that not only associate with these days, but for the whole plan of God, what God has for us. So I'm going to give you a list. Now, this is just a short list that you can study yourself and think about it during the Days of Unleavened Bread as we're observing them. Every day, take time to think and remember about some of these things that I'm going to talk to you about. And then, in the end, I want to emphasize what our attitude should be. I think it's very important that we conclude with our attitude. So here's a list that I made. It's a short list. And I want you to think during the Days of Unleavened Bread, things that you can remember as well. So I want you to also think about things to remember. Number one, I put down God's plan for mankind. We need to think about that plan that God has given us and what he is doing for mankind. The sacrifice was not just for us, brethren. It was for all of mankind. Jesus Christ gave his life for all of mankind. And there's coming a time when all of mankind will come to know God's plan. So that's a wonderful plan for mankind. And we need to remember that this time of the year. God's great sacrifice. Jesus Christ, we just read in John 15 about the sacrifice that Jesus did. He not only said it, he did it. That's the amazing thing when we read that scripture in John 15, verse 12 and 13, 14, even 15. He said, no greater love is than a man would sacrifice his life for his friends. And he did that. He did that for you, he did that for me, and he did it for all of mankind. So the great sacrifice that God the Father made and Jesus Christ made, we need to remember that and keep that in our minds during these Days of Unleavened Bread. The forgiveness of sin. That is what these days are all about, putting sin out of our lives and being forgiven. It's such a relief. When we think about how we come up short of the glory of God. We make mistakes throughout our lifetime. And sometimes we feel so bad about that. But we have to realize Jesus Christ paid the penalty for us. And so we need to be willing to think about that and remember the forgiveness of sin through the sacrifice that Jesus Christ made. God's love for us, that we need to remember. God loves us very much. His whole plan is centered around us. We're going to be in His kingdom. We're going to be part of His family. And He loves us dearly. And He's looking forward to being with each and every one of us. And so we need to remember that God has a tremendous love in Jesus Christ for all of us. We are His children. We are His children. We need to remember that. Sometimes I think when in a busy schedule of life, we sometimes forget that we are God's children. And God's looking forward for us being part of His family. Love for others. A new commandment I give you, that you love one another. We need to remember that during these days of unleavened bread, to love one another, to care about one another, to share the joys and the sorrows with one another. That's part of loving one another. Rededicating our lives to God. This is a wonderful time of rededicating our lives back to God. Throughout the year, sometimes we do transgressions. As humans, we fail to always stay on the straight and narrow path. But God knows, and He loves us, and He wants us to stay faithful. And He gives us the opportunity to rededicate ourselves during this time of the year. As we keep the days of unleavened bread, we can think about our conversion, when we were called, why God called us into the kingdom of God, and our future, our great future. And it should motivate us and encourage us to remember about these things, especially the rededication of our lives back to God. That's a wonderful thing to think about on this Days of Unleavened Bread. Staying faithful. Brethren, we have to stay faithful to the end, whatever that amount of time is. None of us know the number of our days. Some live longer than others. But the important thing is we need to stay faithful. And while we remember staying faithful, that helps us to stay on the straight and narrow path and helps us to endure to the end, whatever that amount of time is. And one more I want to give you. God will never leave us. I think that's something we need to think about and remember. Our Heavenly Father is for us. We're running a race, and we're running a race to the kingdom of God. God wants us in the kingdom, and He's there for us. And He wants us to do the best we possibly can. And the important thing is, even if we make mistakes, and we will, brethren, we don't intentionally make mistakes, but mistakes happen. And sometimes quarrels and misunderstandings among one another, that's why we need to love one another and encourage one another and help one another. But most importantly, to realize God doesn't give up on us. He's there for us each and every day. And even if we fail and make mistakes, even during the days of unleavened bread, we may find leaven, parts of leaven in our lives. We have to put that out of our lives. But we can realize, even if we make mistakes, God doesn't give up on us. What a wonderful understanding. We need to remember that, that God is for us and He will always be for us. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 13 for a minute. Hebrews chapter 13, and we'll look at verse 20 and 21. Now, I want to bring this point up because I find it very encouraging here for us as we remember all the wonderful things. Now, I just gave you a short list of some of the things that we need to remember while we're keeping these days of unleavened bread. We can think about ancient Israel leaving Egypt. What a wonderful blessing and power that God gave them and the rewards of the promised land. But unfortunately, mankind's weakness allowed them to fall in the desert. But anyway, here in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20 says, "Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep," Jesus Christ was resurrected. He's not a dead person. He is resurrected. He's with the throne of God, and says, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, it was a covenant that was made, make you perfect in every good works to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. So when we remember these things, when we think about the different things that God has done for it and he will continue to do for us, it's pleasing to God. It's pleasing that we remember these things and that we remember our God is a great God. He showed his greatness in Egypt. They knew what the power of God really was, and they came to know God in a way that they didn't want to know. And of course, the plagues was a big part of God allowing ancient Israel to leave Egypt. And he showed his full power, but we'll continue here. Through the blood of the everlasting covenant, verse 20, make you perfect in every good works to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, in whom be glory forever and ever. We'll remember that as well. Jesus Christ made the ultimate sacrifice for all of us, and we'll be together in God's kingdom, and we'll rejoice greatly, and we'll remember back on all these wonderful things that we can think about. I want to refer one more scripture, and then I want to emphasize a little bit of our attitude as we continue to keep the days of unleavened bread. Let's look at Psalms. I can't skip Psalms. You know that Psalms is one of my favorite books in the Bible. I grew up as a teenager reading the book of Psalms because that kept me on the straight and narrow path, and Proverbs as well. Those were my two favorite books. But over here in Psalms, let's look at chapter 79, verse 13. I want to encourage this because this is in reference to all generations. We need to remember all generations, not just the former ones that left Egypt, and remember what they went through, and then the current individuals who are living their lives, those who have passed and are waiting for the resurrection. But this talks about to all generations. So we are the people and the sheep of your pasture. That's who we are. We need to remember that. We are God's sheep in the pasture. We will give thanks forever. And as we give thanks, we need to remember. Remember all the wonderful things that these days picture. God's plan is a wonderful plan for not only us, but for all of mankind. And we can look forward when mankind will have the opportunity, a wonderful opportunity, to know God and to also remember these days. And it says, we will show forth your praise to all generations. So it's not just one generation, but it's all generations. So the question that comes up is, what should our attitude be now that we remember about all these different events that took place during the days of unleavened bread? What should our attitude be moving forward and keeping the days of unleavened bread? I want to emphasize one attitude, just one attitude, and that's thankfulness. Brethren, we can never be thankful enough for all the things that our Heavenly Father has plans for us. Can you imagine in the kingdom of God when we're all together and we're thinking and working together and being together? It's going to be a wonderful time, brethren. It's not going to be easy at first because there's going to be a lot of things that's going to be transitioned. But when the transition is made complete, it's going to be a fantastic opportunity for each and every one of us. And we need to be very, very thankful for all these things that our Heavenly Father gives us. We are blessed. And I'll just go over the list quickly with you. Because it is a time to remember. It's a time to think about these things. What our Heavenly Father is doing for us and for all of mankind. God's plan for mankind is a fantastic plan. It's a wonderful plan that we can all rejoice. God's great sacrifice in Jesus Christ is the ultimate. He gave his life for each and every one so our sins can be forgiven. What a wonderful understanding of that. Forgiveness of sin, that I'm referring to, the sacrifice. To know that and to understand that is a fantastic knowledge that we have, and we should remember that. God's love for us, never ever forget God's love for us. He has a great plan, and we're all going to be together in the kingdom of God. What a wonderful plan that is. And that's all because of love for us. We are his children. What a wonderful gift to know that we are his children and that we are going to be in the kingdom together. love for others, and we can do that now. We don't have to wait for the kingdom. We can think about ways that we can show love for one another. When somebody's hurting, we need to pray for them. When we know there are individuals that are dying, we need to pray for them and be for them and show them love. Rededicating our lives to God. This is the time of the year brings back the joy of rededicating our lives and recommit ourselves. Have zeal, brethren. Have zeal and desire to do what God wants us to do. That's what he's hoping for us to do. Rededicate our lives to him. Stay faithful. Endure through the end. It won't be easy. Perilous times will come and it will test our faith. But stay faithful. Remember to stay faithful and endure to the end. And God will never leave us. Never. What a wonderful gift to know that. We'll struggle, brethren, and we'll sometimes be tempted by Satan to do evil and even think evil. But you know, if we resist the devil, he'll flee from us. He promises that to us. And he said he will never leave us. So, brethren, think on these things. As we keep the days of unleavened bread now, tonight we'll be keeping the night to be much observed. It's a time to remember. But as we keep the days of unleavened bread, think about all the things that God has planned for mankind and for all of us. And remember, this is all part of God's wonderful, loving plan.